On a hot day when the sun feels closer than it should, it's only natural that one would want to look for shadows. It's the first day of summer, and some of the records being broken already suggest we might all be doing some serious shadow hunting in 2017. But more than 2,000 years ago, the hunt for shadows on the solstice, or more correctly, the hunt for no shadows on the solstice, produced an unbelievable scientific discovery. It proved that the Earth was not flat, for one thing, long before Christopher Columbus set sail in 1492. Today, the summer solstice, every year marks the day over 2,000 years ago that Eratosthenes of Cyrene made a stunning calculation. Dr. Stuart Clark, who writes the Across the Universe column for The Guardian, and he's the author of The Unknown Universe, says it's the story of a scientist looking carefully at tiny details on the Earth's surface and using mathematics to come to some pretty huge conclusions.
Yeah, this is an absolutely fascinating story. So he was the chief librarian at the Great Library of Alexandria in about the 3rd century BC. And as the story goes, he was reading one of the library's many, many manuscripts. And what he saw there was an account from Cyrene, which is now Aswan in Egypt. And in that account, it said that on the summer solstice in that city, the shadows completely disappeared. And in fact, some versions of the story say that the shafts of sunlight fell directly down a well in Aswan, where most of the year the sun didn't reach the bottom. But on this particular day, the sun beams reached straight down the well and hit the water.
Which is kind of a curious fact for a tour guide, even back then. But for Eratosthenes, it was what?
So it was a real moment of wondering, because he wondered if the same would happen in his city of Alexandria. And so on the next solstice, he went out and he started looking at the shadows. And as noon approached, the shadows shortened and shortened and shortened. But never did they disappear like they did in Cyrene. And so what he realized was that the Earth's surface must be curved, because if it's exactly the same time in Cyrene, the shadows disappeared, but in Alexandria, the shadows were still visible, it meant that the pillars of the temples were obviously inclined to one another. And that meant that you must be on the curved surface of the Earth. And by measuring the length of the shadows in Alexandria and knowing the distance between the two cities, he could work out the circumference of the Earth. And he got really close, within about 10% of our modern measured value.
Did Eratosthenes' discovery remain hidden, remain obscure, or was it gradually absorbed into the consciousness of the ancient world, in that we began to think of the Earth and the sun as moving bodies in space a little bit more than these kind of pre-Copernican, you know, landscapes, I guess, sketched out by God?
So his calculation was obviously recorded and disseminated. So it did pass into the record of what was known about the Earth and passed on in that way. It says nothing, however, about which is moving. Are we going around the sun or is the sun going around us? So it was open to interpretation in that respect. And again, it passes from Alexandria. It passes into the Arab world, where they keep a lot of these records going, then comes back to Europe in the Middle Ages through Spain and becomes part of the driving force of the Renaissance in Italy. And then we start to have the Copernican Revolution as we really start to look at what is moving. Is it the Earth or the sun?
It's fascinating that Eratosthenes doesn't care, doesn't really need to know which
it is interesting.
Moving.
Yeah, it doesn't really need to know, because all movement is relative. It's very difficult sometimes to say whether you're moving or the thing next to you is moving. And of course, that then gets picked up in the early 20th century by Albert Einstein, who develops his theory of relativity on exactly this basis.
And do you think that Einstein and Eratosthenes were on the same playground in the sense that you observe very carefully this world and these subtleties suddenly reveal through mathematics these unbelievable theories? In his case, the circumference of the Earth. In Einstein's case, the theory of relativity.
Yes, that's a really perceptive comment, because that's exactly what is happening here. Both of them, Eratosthenes just sees the length of shadows at noon on a particular day. Einstein sees a tiny little anomaly in the way that Mercury is moving. And both of them determine to understand why these little effects take place. And in so doing, they open up a much wider world. In the case of Einstein, this little strange movement in Mercury's orbit that couldn't be explained by Isaac Newton's gravity, once Einstein understands exactly how to explain that, it leads to everything we think about as modern astrophysics and cosmology today. Black holes, the birth of the universe in the Big Bang. Wow, and all of that just from this tiny, tiny little movement of Mercury that we couldn't explain before.
Well, happy solstice.
Happy solstice to you.
And may the summer not be too fierce in this era of climate change. And maybe we'll keep the world that Eratosthenes observed a little more intact for a few millennia longer.
That is what I wish for you as well.
Dr. Stuart Clark writes Across the Universe for The Guardian. He's the author of The Unknown Universe and Is There Life on Mars?
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.